Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I know how much you appreciate it. Now, some of you have already jumped the gun, like I'm going to forget, right? I mean, seriously, you think I'd forget? What's really funny about this? Anybody know what day it is? You should by now. And you're just going to get all wigged out over Friday the 13th. Right? And somehow this day has taken people over, wigged them out. Right? They don't. Not only do they not walk under ladders, they will go near a ladder, for God's sakes. Seriously. But when you look at, again, what Friday the 13th, I know if some of you ever looked into it to see really what, we hear it's all about bad luck, right? Something to do with bad luck. But the superstition really started when people started, in the Middle Ages, when they started looking back at, ready for this? To the First Supper. It had something to do with Jesus. It was originating from the story of the Last Supper and the crucifixion, in which there were 13 individuals present, right? And 13 individuals present in the upper room on the 13th of Nisan, which was a Thursday, the night before his death on Good Friday, right? So, and again, you think of all the stories you've been told. Think of all the things we've been told pertains to Friday the 13th, when it really doesn't. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't know. Never really gave it much thought because I never gave it much attention, if you would. And it's definitely, everybody says the same thing, it's a day of bad luck. What the? Really? Is it really a day of bad luck? So, I mean, do you think, I got to ask you guys a question. Do you think stuff happens to you because it's Friday the 13th? Is some special thing in the air? Or do you think stuff happens to you because you're so caught up in something happened, you kind of make it happen on your own? I'm just curious. Right? Friday the 13th is inspired a late 19th century secret society, an early 20th century novel of horror film franchise, and not one but two unwieldy terms. Okay? It's called, oh God, there's no way I'm going to be able to pronounce this. I can't even pronounce simple English words. Parascavendecatriopophobia. Something like that. Anyway, it describes the fear of supposedly an unlucky day. Man, can you imagine how many phobias there must be out there? Right? Because we already know this, like homophobia, Islamophobia, whatever, balonophobia. That's the fear of stuff that has to do with baloney. Just like the walking under a ladder, you know, crossing paths with a black cat or breaking a mirror. Many people hold fast to the belief that Friday the 13th brings bad luck no matter what. And really, who kind of skyrocketed this, I wonder? Because it's like this can't be Hallmark. There's no Hallmark cards for it. Right? Happy Friday the 13th. Now, Western culture, right, they've historically associated the number 12 with completeness, right? There are 12 days of Christmas, 12 months. The zodiac sign has 12, 12 gods of Olympus, 12 tribes of Israel. Right? There's a whole bunch of these. They don't even put, you know, I don't know if they do it now. Anybody know if they still do 13 floors in high rises? Remember, it was an unlucky number. The superstition was you would never put the 13th floor on there. Right? And which we're supposed to be enlightened. How is that enlightened? So why is Friday the 13th unlucky? Now, according to biblical tradition, 13 guests attended the Last Supper. They held on, it was held on a Thursday, and included Jesus and his 12 apostles, right? The next day, of course, was what we call Good Friday, the day that Jesus was crucified. Now, the seating arrangements at the Last Supper is believed to have given rise to a long-standing Christian superstition. I don't know how you can have a Christian superstition, but we'll go with the story here, okay? That having 13 guests at a table was a bad omen, especially that it was courting death. Now, though Friday's negative association, a week or some have suggested they also have roots in Christian tradition, just as Jesus was crucified on the Friday, right? It's also said to be the day that Eve gave Adam the fateful apple. Well, we know it's not an apple, number one. Two is, did we even have days of the week then? You mean they had a calendar in the days of Adam and Eve? And who traced it all the way back? Come on, you got to have some fun with this. I mean, again, some of you I know get really wigged out about the day you kind of hide under your bed. I am kind of laughing about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The group dined regularly on the 13th day of the month in the room 13 of the Knickerbocker Cottage. This is the 13th Club, okay? A New Yorker named Captain William Fowler. He sought to remove the stigma around the number 13. He hated it. He thought it was stupid, like I do. Particularly the unwritten rule about not having 13 guests at their table. So he did it anyway. I like this guy already, and I don't even know him. First time I'm hearing about it. Trump and Senior Host, guess who's coming up after the break? You have to guess. I'm not telling you. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
I love horn! Can you tell? Dude, how can you not like that? Keeps a little spring in your step. Don't you just want to go grab a fedora and a coat thrown over your shoulder? Great music. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you for that. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get a little tip of the hat, I guess today they wouldn't have it, but you have a little cigarette, everything would be happy. All right, speaking of happy, guess who's with me today? The guy, you all wait for Friday for this. I know you do, because you keep asking me if he's going to be here. Yes, he's going to be here. He is here. We're back, and we're back with the guy you've been waiting. I know you've been waiting for him. I know you tune in usually just to catch him. And it is Friday the 13th. I don't think he's wearing a costume, though. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to kick it off. And Friday the 13th, what, 5 weeks or something like that, we're going to have Halloween. If you go to the local stores here, We have Halloween, Thanksgiving, and I'm waiting for the Christmas ornaments to come out. Because, you know,
don't even mention the word Christmas. But I am sitting in, I am in costume. I'm wearing my Xander Gibb costume.
What kind of body are you now? No, I tell you, I walked into one of those small pharmacies, a chain pharmacy, but a small pharmacy nonetheless. And I went in there, and one aisle had all kinds of Halloween stuff there. Now, Halloween is 6 weeks away. I mean, unless my calendar's wrong. Okay. Why would you start buying candy now except to go, oh, gee, I didn't mean to eat all of that? Right? I mean, seriously.
Well, I'm kind of one of those Christians that has issues with Halloween. And, you know, when people say, oh, it's for the kids, it's like there's still an element of it for me that's kind of not Christian, if you will.
Well, I'm with you. I mean, we didn't celebrate Halloween. We didn't, you know, none of that stuff. But the part of Halloween I do love is, let me see if I can spin this like a good Christian. The sweetness of Jesus, for me, turns into the sweetness of the Three Musketeers bars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you still can't have them, Joe. Sorry.
But it's just walking down. You walk down one hall, right, one aisle, and it's all Halloween stuff. Then you walk down the next aisle, and it's made that turn into Thanksgiving, which is what? It's over 2 months away. I'm thinking to myself, really? Who buys Halloween, Thanksgiving stuff today?
You would be surprised. I know people that have already got all of their Christmas gifts.
They're sick. Those are sick people. They need help.
Yeah, there's no fun in that unless you're kind of like rushing around the day before, you know, killing yourself trying to get a present for your grandmother. It's like, it's not the dumb thing, is it, to have it all done this?
Well,
what are these people, sick or what?
They are sick. Because look at Tim, when we got married, Timmy actually made me stop doing what I used to do for Christmas, which is I would shop on Christmas Eve. Right?
Right.
I would run out. Because look, I knew the stores wanted to make the sales. I knew everything was gone. Yeah, or close to gone. You could make some great deals. I had four kids. I was a single dad at the time. It's like, yeah, and I come home with all kinds of crap for about a third of what I would have normally spent. And frankly, when they're small, they don't read. 2 days later, they don't even know. They don't remember what they got for Christmas because they've already broken half the stuff, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And in all honesty, in all fairness, like, you know, in the January sales, they reduce all the Christmas decorations. So I always get, like, you know, some more tree ornaments for the next year.
Right.
At a reduced rate, because otherwise, when you went to buy them at Christmas, they're like four times the price. So I do hold truck with that.
Yeah. All right, so let's get to the real escapades, more. I don't know. Did you see the highlights last night from, or heard at least the highlights from, I don't even want to call it it was a real free-for-all, if you would. I mean, these guys are one-upping each other on who can give away more. Finally, Andrew Yang, who came out the winner of the evening, offered to give $1,000 for a year or something like that, a month for a year, if you could give him a good reason what you would do with that money. It was great.
Welcome to the Democratic Lottery. I mean, the clips I saw, I just wanted to sing, it's time to meet the Muppets. Yeah. It's time to light the lights. Because it's kind of like every Democratic debate, and I use the word debate loosely, is kind of like an episode of the Muppets. It really is. I'm not impressed by one of them. You know, like in 2016, I can't even remember the guy's name. I mean, he was out very early on. You know, I kind of liked him, even, you know, though he was a Democrat. I can't think of his name. Older, gray-haired guy.
Older.
I'm
trying to think of his name.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
All right, well, go ahead. But we'll get it.
I liked him as a person, but not one of these people, I could not feel enamored towards anyone, any of them. Not as people, not as representatives, not as any of it.
No, there's nothing endearing in any one of them. You know, I thought it was really funny because Williamson, she came out, she was with a truly perplexed and surprised look on her face, said, you know, I'm amazed that the conservatives are so much nicer to me than the liberals are. And I'm thinking, are you really surprised? I mean, look at who uses more hateful words? Who uses more hateful terms?
Right.
Right? Who is more violent? Are you not paying attention? You're still high from the 70s? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I think, you know, even when I was a Democrat, you know, the majority of disrespect I got was from other Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
And as I started to move away, you know, I was a protected class, you know, being gay as a Democrat. But as soon as I became a Republican, well, actually, I became a Republican via libertarianism. And I became a Republican for Donald Trump, actually. But you know, they turned on me. So where was all that love and
well,
support? Where was that then?
Protected class, okay, when you say that, the protected class means that it has to include liberal or Democrat. You drop out of the protective classivism when you're not there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I've never got this level of response where, you know, if someone's attacked, whether they're gay or straight, and you know, they're brutally beaten, I don't care what way they vote or what color they are or what their sexuality is, it's a despicable thing. But if you add the word kind of Democrat or liberal in front of it, it's not just a hate crime, it's the worst hate crime ever.
Whether it's a crime or not. No, seriously, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's a crime or not, it just has to be a perceived crime by the left.
Yes.
And you're guilty.
Jussie Smollett.
Right.
Did I say that?
I love that. And you know what? You have said it before, and it's so true. It's like because he's a gay black man, see, you're kind of a protected class, but he's like a double indemnity protected class, right?
No, no, I can match him on that. I'm also disabled.
Okay.
I'm a wheelchair
user.
All right.
So I'm just as
protected as he is, but I'm more protected because I'm a Christian.
Yeah. Well, no, that takes points away from you, man.
Don't you know that? I'm protected by Jesus, but not by the state.
We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more with Xander Gibb and a lot more off-color humor coming up in the next segment. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Texas state representative is now being criticized for tweeting he had an assault weapon ready for Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke. The tweet by Republican state representative Briscoe Kane came after O'Rourke had this to say during the debate.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
Kane tweeted, "My AR's ready for you, Robert Francis," which is O'Rourke's full name. O'Rourke called the tweet a death threat. Kane's tweet was removed for violating the company's terms of service. But it escalated an already tense atmosphere in Texas over guns after two mass shootings in August left 29 people dead. Quick glance at the stock market, the S&P 500 slipped to 3,007. The Dow Jones Industrial Average posted its eighth straight gain to 27,219, and the NASDAQ fell to 8,176. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
My daddy's serving the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July.
We'll light you up again. You come after us again. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it, because I know you're really here for him, not me. Okay, we're back. Xander Gibb is still with me. What I do is I screwed his wheels down to the floor, so he can't get anywhere.
You can't say that, Joe, because I think it's hilarious. Other disabled people who might be gay.
Hey, listen, let me tell you what. Let me tell you what, okay? I get that people get really... I'm blind in one eye. I don't put that out there every day. I don't want the sympathy. I don't have one of those little blue cards they put in your car or whatever. God forbid they even let me drive. Go figure that one, right? So anyhow,
wow.
There's some people who know, my old friends who know, but they like to play little hand signals on my right side and do things to me on the right to see if I'm really blind, if I can really catch it. You know?
Right.
And once in a while, you kind of sense that they're doing something, and you look over and go, really? What are you, like 12? Now,
yeah.
I don't curl up in a ball, and I don't go into the corner and start crying. You know, everybody's got their issues to deal with, but I don't know. Maybe I'm really wrong here, but not everything is a major issue, you know?
No, but yeah. I think it's other people. It's not, like, I don't, you know. I
know
I
you
don't
did.
Really
yeah, I know you
problem.
Didn't, but, yeah.
Sometimes, like, people say to me, oh, let's go out for a walk, and then they go, oh, I mean, you know, let's just go out. And I'm like, I'm still coming out with you, and you might be walking, and I'm, you know,
you're
rolling.
You're such a sweetheart. Because I look up and go, did you really just say that to me? Are you serious?
Sometimes I do. I make a joke out of it, because sometimes it's really funny. Like, I've had a friend say before, should we take the stairs? And they're like, oh, no, let's take the elevator. We have to take the elevator. Because they forget. You know, if you're able-bodied, you forget. But I think that, I'm not speaking for all disabled people here, but I think we don't want to be mollycoddled, you know.
No.
Offer to help. We might need it sometimes. But I think most of the time we want to be as independent as possible.
Sure. Yeah, and I don't see it as a, you know, I don't see it as a put down either. I love to hear, you know, you hear some of these quote unquote able bodied Democrats when they're talking about what they have to do for the handicapped or the disabled people. You know, listen, most of the time they move around better than I do. Okay.
Right.
And if I walk up to a door and somebody's trying to get out in a wheelchair, I would hold that door open for them just like I would for anybody else trying to get out.
Right.
When I just walk up to them. So.
But what would you say if the disabled person said to you, "What are you, blind?"
Half.
No.
I'm halfway there. No, I think we beat this stuff up too much. It was really funny.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this. I used the word retarded quite a while. It was over a year ago, right? And I grew up in an era where that wasn't a bad word. You know what I'm saying? You weren't demeaning somebody. You were simply calling out, okay, well, that person, you know, is retarded. Well, you can't use that word anymore. I don't even know what word you can use anymore.
Oh, gosh, right? You're going to be so politically correct. Because if I call someone a retard, I don't mean that they have a developmental disability.
No.
Or that they have a learning disability. I mean that they're a chump. You know, they're behaving in a stupid way.
Yeah.
But we've had to change our whole vernacular in order to please other people. And I'm kind of tired of that.
I'm with you.
I'm even told how I'm allowed to describe myself for fear of offending other people. Don't be offended on my behalf. You know, I'll describe myself. If I want to call myself a gay cripple, I'll do that. But apparently that offensive to other people who are homosexuals that use wheelchairs. I'm tired of it.
I know.
It's just this political correctness gone mad.
I always say this, you know, I use the word guinea and stuff like that. I go, you know what, come after me.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I want Beto O'Rourke to come after me for using those racist terms, okay? You know, don't you find it interesting, and we're just rambling right now, but don't you find it interesting that Beto O'Rourke is up there with a whole row of other old, rich, white people. He's up there telling you and I about white supremacy, white hatred, you know, how bad the whites have been for society, especially the males. But vote for me, a rich, white supremacist, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to somehow fix it all.
But doesn't he claim to be a Latino?
You know what? He does, but only in verbiage. I mean, what about him is Latino?
Well, O'Rourke is a very old, you know.
Yes, yes, I can see that, right. It's where they migrated from Wales to to Mexico
Ireland.
City. There you go.
Ireland.
Sorry, Ireland. I don't want to get my Welsh friends mad.
It's a very Irish. I'm sorry to all the Welsh people who listen to the show for Joe's little
bar. It's no different up there than it is like in Italy and Sicily, right? When you say they're all Italians, the Sicilians pull out the guns. It's the same thing there. There is a difference between the Brits, the Irish, and the Welsh. Don't you? Scots. Most often forget the Scots, right?
Oh, exactly.
Oh,
if you ask a Scottish person, are they British, they'll say, "No, I'm Scottish." And the same with people from the other, you know, places in the United Kingdom, which is absolutely fine. I don't see that as if you live in Scotland, why would you want to be called British just because your country happens to be part? You know, are you American, Joe, or are you North American? You know,
yes,
because you're the continent. You know, the continent of America. Of the United States is in North America, so it's
so if you would come back relative. If you'd come back to America, if Elizabeth Warren gets elected, you're gonna come into some money. Did you know that? Did you catch that?
No.
Okay, so she wants
I'm getting reparations.
Oh, bingo. She's talking about reparations for gays because of what we've done to them over the centuries or over the decades. Reparations for Native Americans because of what we did to them. Reparations for black people. I want to know when the reparations are showing up for Guineas and Japanese. And because you remember, you know, their people interned us during the World War II.
Yeah.
Right? They had, the Irish. The Irish can get in on this one. So, and listen, can you imagine if you're a gay Irish black person? Do you get three times as much reparations as anybody? How does that work?
Yeah, do the Irish get paid in Guinness? I mean, is that the way it's going to work? But she is that ridiculous, isn't she? Because I can just about see reparations for Native Americans if they can, you know, prove their lineage, prove their land was stolen, but it wasn't sold. I can see that, but for You know, how many black people in America now have actually been slaves? You know, any one of them that have been slaves should get some reparations. But gay people, I don't get that.
Well, you know, if they want to pay, if they wanted to do the reparation thing for, well, let's just talk about the slave community, right? First off, you'd have to prove that you were actually a descendant of a slave. Many blacks have moved here from different countries over the years. Secondly, who gets nailed for that? Should the whole American populace get nailed for that? Because my family didn't come here until the 50s. Okay, so
no.
Why should I have to pay for it? I had nothing to do with slavery. You see what I mean? I mean, where do you draw the line? Who gets to pay for it? And if they, in case they've forgotten, they were the ones that voted to keep slavery. They were the ones that fought to keep slavery.
Yeah. Yes, because it was the Republicans that freed the slaves, wasn't it? Not
basically, yes.
It was the Republicans that fought for it, not the Democrats, because they wanted to keep them in their bondage.
And
no change there, then.
No, there isn't. They don't. Again, they want to take. They want to take credit. I don't even know the word, the proper word to use, but they do. They want to take credit for all this stuff that they had nothing to do with. And then what I love is that they say party switched. I'd love to know exactly when that party switch happened. Is there a date, a time? Did the world like stop and start spinning in the opposite direction? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have to just go back for a second, Joe, because do these reparations, are they only for liberal gays, liberal black people, liberal Native Americans, or will the conservative gays and the conservative Native Americans, you see where I'm going?
Oh, yeah, and you got them at their own game, too, because that would have been a great question for somebody to ask them last night. Yeah.
I know.
All right, hey, we got to go for a quick break, because we do believe in capitalism here. We'll be back in a minute. People, don't go far. A lot more with Xander when we come back. You know, Xander, I got to tell you something. Some of you already know this. We recorded the show earlier because he is out in the middle of England somewhere, and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. So you got to cut the guy some slack. I don't want him to fall asleep in the middle of the show. So, you know, text him, whatever, you know, write him, text him, hit him up on Facebook, tell him how much you appreciate it. But he will be back with us after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring them on. Get it. All right, we're back, and Xander Gibbs still with me. I won't let him out of the room. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live and many, 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 many other outlets. Head up to the website, because there's so much going on there. You can read the stories. You can check out the stations. You can pull down the apps. You know, I still have a hard time with that. Apps on Android and on, Apple. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. So, have you recovered from the last segment? I mean, have you spent all that reparation money you're going to get?
I'm returning. You know, she does get it, and I'm returning anyway to get my reparations. But I'll also be standing against, what's-her-face, Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yeah. God
in order
bless
to
her.
Get her gone.
My God.
Yeah.
You know, there was the Cocker Spaniel was on, what was it, yesterday they had these, I call them trials, because that's what they sound like. They sound more like trials than they do, information gathering committees. And I guess Wasserman Schultz, who I call the Cocker Spaniel, look how she wears her hair. And so all I can think of when I see her on TV, that's it. So she starts beating on the prior or the previous, House and Homeland Security guy, Homer, Mr. Homer, and she's never been down to the border. She's never talked to the border agents. She's never talked to the people in the border administration. He gives a testimony. She immediately says it's all lies, but doesn't give any proof to back up that what he's saying is lies. A guy that's actually been there, the guy that's actually built the facilities. And one of the things that bothered her was that he said the cages were built by the Obama administration. She said, no, they weren't. He said, I built them. I was there when they went up. And
yeah.
She still called him a liar. And I'm going, these guys are just, they're just sick. It is a sickness, isn't it?
It is. But isn't a more pertinent question is, why has Debbie Washerwoman Schultz still got a job?
Well,
because wasn't she the one that gave the... Oh, no, that was Donna Brazile that gave the questions
Donna
to Hillary. But what is it she
yes.
is? She's been very dishonest in her
She was
role.
So dishonest that she was hired by the Hillary campaign. Remember?
Right, yeah.
She resigned from the DNC, and then they picked her right up.
It makes you above reproach, doesn't it? If you're hired by the Hillary campaign, but you know when you actually work for Hillary, you actually, as part of your application package, have to actually put in your own suicide note at the time of application.
You're a sick man. True, but you're a sick man. Yeah, she So Wasserman Schultz, I figured she would just kind of like die off and go into the sunset and call it quits, but no, she won't give up. And I see the DNC, frankly, I see the DNC doing exactly what they did last time. They already know who they want. I don't believe they want Joe. I really don't. I think they want Elizabeth. That's my own personal opinion.
Even Joe's wife doesn't want Joe.
I know. I thought listen, I was just telling somebody that this morning on another show. I said, look, if your wife or my wife came out and was doing a commercial for my campaign, she'd say stuff like, my husband is a great guy, loves kids, he loves this, you go through the whole thing, right? And then that's why you need to vote for him, because he really cares about the country. Not her. She comes out and she goes, you need to vote for my husband, because we have to get rid of Trump.
Right.
Going, wow.
There's logic. There's reasons to vote for Joe Biden. Did you see that interview he was in recently? And his eye, like during the interview, just started, filling with blood, know, corpsing with blood.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that concerning about his health?
Okay,
never mind anything else.
I am concerned about his health based on the way he can't remember anything for 20 seconds at a clip.
Yeah.
The eye doesn't bother me that much because I've seen that happen to people before. A broken blood vessel sometimes comes from, not enough sleep or whatever. I think people made way, way too much of a big... I mean, if you want to incorporate that with the fact that he can't remember anything, he doesn't know where he is half the time, great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's got some health issues he has to overcome. And he even looks it. When you look at him, he looks bewildered most of the time, doesn't he?
Yeah, and his campaign slogan is, I'm going to beat Reagan hands down, isn't it?
I go further back than that, but okay. Yeah, me and Lincoln were friends. We went to college together. I mean, again, old, rich, white people complaining about rich, white people.
Yeah.
What
Bernie Sanders springs to mind.
Oh, he is. Isn't he just wonderful? I mean,
no.
He is so mad that people keep equating his style of socialism to Venezuela and other countries like that. You're going, okay, what's different about it?
But aren't these the crap hole countries that Donald Trump was referring
yes.
to? You know, it's socialism that's caused them to be crap holes.
Yep.
And so why would we want America to become a crap hole?
I agree. You're right on. I mean, and then the one, my wife gets irritated with me when I say this, but the only one that's kind of sane is Tulsi Gabbard, right? I mean, she actually even came out recently and said, look, I am not, I mean, we have to put some solid restrictions on third-term abortions, right? And, that's not a Democrat mantra, so you'll never see her up there. She has said some stuff that has sent them all into orbit, and even some have come after her, and she's realizing that, too. I don't know. The ones that could shine, I mean, if I had a choice between her and Beto, which one would you take?
Definitely her.
Right.
I think Beto is just too dishonest. He paints himself as being this, perfect model and just the stuff that's come out, because obviously, consequentially, when you run for public office, all of the stuff you've done in your past comes out when people are quite willing to, you know, share that information. Because, of course, we need to know, you know, who we're,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, who we're electing. At least with Donald Trump, you know, you knew what you
knew.
Were getting.
You knew. No question. Yeah, but see,
you know?
Beto reminds me of that. He is now the product of parents who gave him everything he wanted, who told him that he was, you know, the world revolved around him, the earth actually revolved around him. So he thinks that every thought he has, everything that he wants to do, the first time he shows up at somebody's house in Texas to take their guns will be the last time he walks the earth. Guaranteed.
Right.
You know? So I'm not suggesting we kill the man. That's not it.
No.
You're not going to go down.
Don't write him,
yeah.
because that's not what he was saying.
Not what I was saying, but you know, you're not going to go to law-abiding people. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give up my guns right after Beto walks through Chicago and Baltimore
yeah.
and takes all those illegal guns
yeah.
first. Well, then he can have
without
guns.
His security detail.
There you go. Perfect.
You know? Yeah.
All right, so since we've talked about everything but Brexit, I mean, you guys are really,
yes.
I mean, you are showing the world that the elite, elected elites, do not care about those people that elected them, aren't they?
Well, I have to say, there's a lot of, on the right, there's a lot of conservatives that are kind of anti-Brexit, but it's actually worse on the left. The leadership of the Democrat part, I call them the Democrats because in my brain that's who they are, the Labour Party, the leaders, the leader and the deputy leader are at loggerheads about what should happen.
Wow.
Because essentially the vote was to leave or remain. There was nothing else on the ballot with regards to leave with a deal, leave without a deal, leave with no deal. None of that was on the ballot. And ultimately, the issue is that Europe wants a deal that favors them much more. So we're, in England, we're actually reliant on our local representatives, our members of parliament, to represent our choice. And my local, one of my local MPs, who I'm going to name and shame, her name is Melanie Ahn, and basically 75% of the people in my area voted for Brexit. And so they want to leave, and most people will be happy with leaving with a no deal now. But she, even though her constituents, that's the people that live in the area she represents, have actually said they want Brexit and they want to leave, and even with the no deal now, she is going against that because that's her party line, even though she's got a lot of scaremongering tactics in order to get people to agree with her. Now, as a consequence of this, I commented on her page, which is my right as a citizen of the United Kingdom and one of her constituents, and she blocked me this week for disagreeing with her on Brexit. I wasn't rude, didn't swear. She even sent her minions after me in order to tell me I didn't know what I was talking about. And I knew nothing about politics. But, and as you know, Joe, as an internationally respected political commentator, that has to denote that I know something about politics. Or why would people want me on their shows to comment? So a big shout out to Melanie Ahn, who is trying to kill democracy in Northeast Lincolnshire in the United Kingdom, and all of the other members of Parliament who are actually stopping this bill that the people voted for going through and leaving Europe. And do you know how much it's costing the UK a week, Joe, to stay in? £250 million a week.
Wow.
So the longer we stay in, the more money Europe gets.
Wow.
And it's about getting our independence back, because the farmers will be able to do what they want to do. The fishing industry will change because they control how people catch fish in the United Kingdom and lots of other industries. But I have to say, Europe has been good for some things like human rights. You know, they've changed the human rights in the United Kingdom, but they've been good for nothing fiscal.
Yeah.
And surely the fiscal perspective has to be the most important and most salient point on which we make decisions.
All right, always a pleasure to have him with us. You know, XanderGibb.com, XanderGibb.com. Hangout, Judge Jeanine Pirro joins us in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.